doing excellently. So
okay, I just wanted to make sure you had me worried. I mean,
we're all kind of worried about that.
I know that that's the like narrative, but no, I'm doing fine.
Man, what happened with Flamenco, bro?
Well, I don't know. That's perhaps talking out of turn, but I felt like so on. I think it was Monday. I missed a few shows last week. I had some, you know, family issues and stuff, and I was gonna take a couple weeks off. Mm-hmm. And then Flamenco came in, and I said, "Okay, well, let's still do, you know, like an hour show for the podcast." And then all of a sudden, it was, you know, open 1993 interrogation territory, and I was like, "Okay, dude, fuck that! Like, I don't know who the fuck you're talking to. Like, this is not what this was supposed to be." I was just gonna say I was gonna take a couple weeks off. You're going through Miami and all kinds of crazy shit. I'm just like, okay, whatever. And so yeah, that's what happened with that. And then tonight. I don't even know what happens tonight. I'd have to be.
You went off, bro. You fucking went off on him, man.
I would have to be re-quoted.
Ralph, do you feel like the last stream was going well before the thing with Flamenco?
Yeah, actually, I thought it was going well even after the thing with the Flamenco.
It ended after the thing with Flamenco.
Sure about that, Ralph?
Sure about what?
The stream was going well.
I mean, unless it was being botted, it had, you know, 1,100 views. So
I mean, yeah. People want to watch things fall apart, bro.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
Well, that's on. Nothing.
Come on, dude. There's no way you're not on something.
Everyone thinks that something's up with you. They're concerned.
Ralph, we could hear you sparking up the bong, dude.
Have to lie to kick it. I would just say if I had anything to drink.
Okay, well, what pills are you on, Ralph?
I'm not on any pills either.
Are you just high on life?
Okay.
I mean, listen, dude, you have to understand, a lot of us are fans, to be honest with you. You're fans. Thank you for being fans, but that's still not your business.
Yeah, but I'm concerned about you.
Right, it's out of concern, man.
I mean, like, I don't think people want to know your personal shit. They just want to know if you're okay. And if you're not,
they
want to
know why you're high as shit on stream acting like a retard.
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, I wasn't high as shit on stream acting like a retard. So, I mean, okay, tell me when I was.
Me and half the chat disagree.
The entire time, man. You're bumbling
around. You said some pretty racy things toward Flamenco that were rather unwarranted, man. I don't know.
He's just been trying to help, man.
And the fact that you say you can't even remember what you say to him implies that you're under some type of influence.
No, because I'm getting...
I'm just saying what it looks like.
Okay, Flamenco, and it's not even a slam on him, he doesn't have, like, mental cues. He, like, repeatedly interrupts me and steps on my toes, and he'll bring up shit like...
He's trying to stop you from making a fool of yourself.
He's like, "Oh, you're gonna take a couple weeks off, Ralph." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He's like, "Oh, to deal with all these fucked up issues," and I'm like, "Oh, no, actually, I just got some family stuff." It's just no, I don't know.
Well, he's bringing it up for us because we're asking him.
Well, I don't give a fuck who he's bringing it up for. He doesn't do things for you. He works as a tandem with me, not you.
Yeah, he's trying to help you save face, but you refuse to let him.
Oh, Ralph, okay. Here's the thing.
That's your opinion.
I follow Flamenco around.
I see what he says.
You're a fucking asshole to Flames.
He cares nothing but to keep your show that you made going. That's all he cares. He just wants to help you keep your show going.
That's it, man. That's exactly what it is.
I mean, Flamenco doesn't have any skin in the game. He's going to leave pretty soon. He has college.
And, you know, if he's got some autism or Asperger's or whatever, he can't help that, man. That's nothing that he can help.
Well, yeah, no shit. I'm just saying it explains... Whatever. Yeah, no shit. I know you can't help Asperger's, but...
He's nice enough not to throw your shit out in public.
I don't know if that's true or not, actually.
No, he completely.
Are you fucking kidding?
To talk about
are you honestly being serious? He's been sticking up for you after you fucking shit on him twice.
Dude, people have been shitting on him for
sticking
up for you.
Oh, you mean afterwards? Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about the history of, you know, all time. I don't know if that's true with the Gunt posting and all that.
I think you can't be mad at that.
Like, I wouldn't say
everybody went
crazy with it. Yeah.
I mean, you yourself make light of the Gun posting, like.
Yeah, I Gun post and I watch you every day, man. I've watched you for over a year now, man. We just want what's best for you, and we don't want to see you lose it.
Everybody has a Gun, Ralph. Everybody.
I don't want you. I've never Gun posted, but I don't want you getting in trouble with the law again, Ralph.
Well, that's something that we share.
Aside from the stream, this is like one of the few streams that like kept me awake on long drives. So I'd like the stream to not die.
Okay, I will go ahead. Actually, now that you mentioned that, and make the podcast.
I'm be honest, I hope your stream like burns in flames, bro.
Yeah,
that's not very nice.
No,
it's probably, no, I mean, it eventually will someday, for sure, but it's not there yet.
It will be soon.
Done it like three times already.
It's not there yet.
And now, Rasputin, farewell.
Wait, what?
What the fuck?
What? Where'd he go?
Rasputin, farewell.
Rasputin.
Oh no.
What a fucking joke.
I don't want him to fucking self destruct, but that's what he's like. That's the path he's taking.
No. He has no self-awareness.
Fuck him.
Zero self-awareness.
I hope TR crashes and burns after how he fucking treated Flam. He deserves all this shit.
Was it real? Was it that bad? Because I missed that part.
It was pretty bad, man.
He punched down.
Not the best look.
I think a good apology would just do, and then just get the fucking show together.
Sometimes...
No, the only fucking way Ralph can save face right now is to do two things. Apologize to Flam and then disappear for a few fucking months. Think about Ralph, his shit and come back. Help. Otherwise, he's gonna burn his shit to the fucking ground like he already is.
Yeah. That's really the only thing he can do at this point.
He's not gonna do it.
Of course not.
I don't know what he's doing. He just doesn't sound like normal, you know.
He needs to get help. He's on
better
something.
Help.
He's fucking defensive as fuck, dude.
I mean, maybe it's just grief.
He's popping pills.
Yeah, I posted the stage of grief.
Oh, over his dad?
Well, I mean,
his mom's got like a blood clot or something. So.
I get it.
Dad.
But it doesn't excuse it, but like it makes sense to why. You know?
Yeah, but you don't have to project your shit onto other people, man. Like, rational human beings. He wants to talk shit about Flamenco's Asperger's. Like, to project bullshit like that onto other people is rather autistic.
Yeah, but to get fucking offended for other people, even more autistic.
Yeah, but people don't do things that make sense. I mean, if you work in customer service, you'll see when people have grief or stress in their life, they're just going to be assholes to everyone, whether it makes sense or not. And whether they know. If they're a dick to the customer service person, it's going to get them fucking shut down. They don't care. They're just fucking stressed.
You don't give any fucks at the moment. I've been that guy before. I've been the person to go off on people, but no one stopped.
I see what you're saying in your example, but I mean, this is kind of a different dynamic. You know, this is somebody, he's grieving somebody who's helped keep the show alive for the past couple weeks, you know?
Last couple of months.
Let's see here. I've got.
There's no grief involved in this too. What you're looking at is a guy on a 3-week Xanax bender who has absolutely no idea what's going on because it disconnects you from fucking reality. That's why he's slurring.
Yeah,
that's why he can't find his fucking words.
From the combo in here.
For a website, but he can't proofread his own fucking tweets. You're coping real fucking hard. Real hard.
I've got Ralph on PlayStation. Maybe I can get him on chat and PlayStation.
There's no reason in talking to him right now. He's not there.
Exactly. No. Nothing anybody can say will fix any of this shit. Legit.
Yeah, at this point, maybe Nora.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm surprised about is Nora isn't I wonder if Nora's doing anything.
I gotta imagine that there's something about Nora that we don't know about.
That's definitely possible.
I thought about that.
Did you guys?
Yeah,
well, that's what I thought. Day his own one. Stream jar when I heard the pull up his own stream jar at all.
God damn it!
I mean, if Nora like really cared about him, she would know about this and she'd be doing something. I don't think Ralph would sink this low if she was attempting to do anything for him.
Yeah, exactly. She would have called him and told him to stop streaming.
Right.
Exactly.
She's still in the UK, though, right?
Yeah, there's a good chance that Ralph is, like, possibly walking her out of what's going on, but I don't know. It's all suspicious.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, like, it would have been
walking
like
around
with what's
going on because he's lying.
Like, yeah, Zoom?
When you. Onion?
Oh, okay. Sounded like Zoom.
For all we know, it could be.
Wait, I sound like Zoom?
You sound. Not right now, but before
oh,
you.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. Fuck that fucking fat shit. I want to fucking. If I could e fight anyone, I'd fucking just. Ugh, I'll go tonk on him, dude.
Man said he'd go Tonka.
Go full Tonka.
I'll fucking hit the oxy berries and not show up, man.